From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Lorna Chirot Littleway is reporting for the Columbia paper following Peter Chipkowski's resignation as Hillsdale Town Supervisor this week. Voters will be asked to choose a new supervisor on November 3rd. The successful candidate will complete Chipkowski's term, which runs through 2023. Political parties must file paperwork for their candidate by August 3rd. Columbia County Democratic Committee Chairman Keith Kanaga acknowledged that leaves little time, but added, and I quote, things can happen quickly, end quote. He identified Hillsdale Democratic Committee Chair Chris Kirsten, Chipkowski's favorite, as a prospective candidate. Town Clerk Kathy Dolan, Town Board Member and Infrastructure Committee Chair Robina Ward has filed papers to run for the post. Ward confirmed by email that she will seek the position. Other board members, Steve Tiger and Tom Carty, both said they would decline to run. A Democrat search committee will review applicants and select a candidate to run in November. That person could also be appointed by the town board as interim supervisor in August, or a serving town board member could be elevated to the position. County Republican Committee Chair Greg Fingar said he was, and I quote, not aware of anyone interested in running at this time, end quote. Hillsdale Deputy Supervisor Jill Sims said she would not run. She said, and I quote, Peter is so devoted, you can text him at midnight and probably get a response. With my job at the Bank of Greene County, I don't have the time, end quote. Chipkowski ran unopposed in the most recent election in November 2019. And you can read the full story in the Columbia paper. Paul Nelson is reporting for the Times Union. Niskayuna town officials have placed Chief of Police Dan McManus on administrative leave as an investigation is conducted into allegations that he violated unspecified town policies. Officials offered no clear explanation for why he was removed from his post. Francis E. Wall, a 35-year-old police commander with the Niskayuna force, has been chosen to serve as the department's new interim leader. The probe will be handled by the town's outside counsel, according to a statement from town supervisor Yasmin Syed. The statement on the leadership change indicates the alleged violations were not related to police brutality or excessive force, but indicated nothing more about the substance of the allegations. Wall's rise to the department's top spot has not been without challenges. In 2009, Wall, a police sergeant at the time, sued then-police chief Louis Moskowitz, alleging gender bias in federal court. She accused Moskowitz of passing her over several times on promotions to lieutenant while less qualified male colleagues were promoted. A federal judge ultimately rejected her claims. Wall was promoted to lieutenant in April 2020. She is a 1979 graduate of Niskayuna High School, and was honorably discharged as a sergeant from the Marine Corps in 1985. You can read the full story in the Times Union. The Troy Record reports that Price Chopper, Market Bistro, and Market 32, chain of grocery stores, will stop handing out thin film plastic bags again beginning August 1st. New York had banned the bags beginning March 1st, and has temporarily lifted the ban because of the COVID-19 pandemic. Mona Golub, Price Chopper's Vice President of Public Relations and Consumer Services, said, and I quote, we are taking this step now before it is required because we support the noble intent of this law to reduce plastic in the waste stream and have seen the paper bag supply chain, which tightened during the initial weeks of the pandemic due to panic buying, erase somewhat, end quote. And you can read more about this story in the Troy Record. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. The local weather reports, public meetings, community information, and COVID-19 updates. Visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.